The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Thursday, you're looking live at a cloudy Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where the weather is pulling up on my phone.
89.
It's 71 degrees, 72 okay. degrees, with a high of 89 and a low of 68, and it feels like 71 right now.
He is Kurt. This is Shannon. In the back is Chris. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
And wings.
Wings. And we have a special treat for you right now on the phone.
Maybe.
Hopefully not.
Oh.
Because we're calling because this amazing...
Hello, this is Big Newton. Right now, I'm down and out with a double knee replacement. They trying to hold me down, but I'm scratching. I'm coming. Looking at my Cowboys from a distance. I'm telling you, y'all, leave a name and a number. The big fella gonna come back at you. Leave a name and a number. The big fella gonna come back at you. Oh! It hurts, baby, but I'm gonna work through the pain. No pain, no gain. Blessed day, and may God love you. Ta-ta.
Nate, we are live on the show.
That is amazing.
We love you. We miss you. We need you
Nate.
Back in studio. Hope you're doing well, man. Jesse, Kurt, Shannon, Chris, all thinking about you and in America and around the world.
Yes, Cowboy Nation.
Yes. Yes, sir. Get well soon. Get back in the studio. We miss you, brother. Later. No. So, if you've never experienced a Nate Newton voicemail,
yeah, he gets some good ones.
He does. He had that. What was the one he had that was just wheels off a few years ago? He's the best. He's the best.
Nate,
so, if you think he's any different off the show, he's not. That's Nate. So, I'm actually glad for once that he didn't answer. So,
man.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. Doing all right.
For the first time in a long time, walking to the studio, there's some action out on the football field.
Yeah.
Some guys out there running around.
Phase one is going on.
Yeah. What is phase one? What does that even mean these days?
They can work out on the field with the
what
strength
do
and
voluntary
conditioning.
Mean?
Yeah. Voluntary workouts on the field with the strength and conditioning coaches. They can have meetings, I guess, with the coaches, but the coaches can't be on the field actually instructing them.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Good attendance, though.
Yeah.
Largely. A couple of key names.
Who's not here?
CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons are the two notable names, which is not a surprise.
Not a surprise, but Jesse, how big of a deal is that? And it seems like it's not.
Zero.
You're not going to make a big deal out of this?
No.
I mean, we know how you like to trash one of these two guys.
So
you're not going to take a shot?
No.
No, it's not a big deal.
So,
your guy's taking a shot. He got punched in the ribs the other day in the solar plex.
Who?
Micah.
Oh, he did.
By a boxer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were doing hit for hit. Who quit first?
Who quit?
Who was it? Not a boxer.
Who was the boxer? I didn't even see this.
I don't know. It was like a small like featherweight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh. I'll pull it up.
And he stopped him.
Yeah. that's the thing that sometimes we and this is an athlete's flaw. This is an athlete's
the
flaw.
The alpha male.
We think that we can jump in any arena
and be the best.
And be the best. And we sometimes succeed. Sometimes we got to just stay to ourselves. Like, we got to just relax a little bit and not go so overboard. But this boxer was he was small. Like, no offense, but he was like your size.
No offense taken. He is little. He's littler than me.
Ooh. And they know what, like boxers know where to punch.
Right.
When you watch the video clip, if you
I'm watching
you
know, it now,
yeah, if you watch the video clip, you just
and they're conditioned, yeah, they're conditioned, like
they know,
he got it right in the and then the solar,
they know where to punch you at to drop you. Like, you see Micah's punch is off to the side, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll take that punch. Yeah. They know exactly where to punch you at to drop you. So, but I don't know if I want my star player in the boxing gym.
Yeah. The boxer, by the way, was AJ Graham. AJ Graham. Okay.
Yeah. I just don't know if I want him in the gym doing that.
Yeah. I don't need any internal injuries.
I don't want that. I don't mind the training. I don't mind the camaraderie. I don't mind the having fun. I don't know if I want punch for punch.
No. So you don't. But you don't think there's a, especially in the case, and I know he bandwagon on Micah sometimes, but just in his case, where one, he's supposed to be a leader of this team, he's not here, and two, you have a new defensive coordinator, and you're not in meetings. Is that still no?
It's Kurt trolling you. Right
No. I voluntary means just that,
right?
And Micah, if for anything about Micah, he's not gonna come in out of shape. Mm-hmm. He's not gonna come in out of shape. He's not gonna come in and be dragging, you know, dragging A. He's gonna be in shape.
Mm-hmm.
But it's voluntary. It's exactly what it sounds like. And of course, would you love 100% attendance? Yes. But you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get it all the time. And I don't think this phase right now is the most important phase. I think the meetings are cool. And we live in a day and time now. I mean, just a few short years ago, we did everything virtually.
Yeah.
We did everything virtually. So maybe he's not here in person. I'm sure there's some sort of stream set up where he can sit in and watch the meetings.
True.
I'm sure that he can FaceTime or Zoom or whatever with Mike Zimmer and other guys. So I'll cut both of those guys some slack and cut them some bail and say, this isn't the part of the progress where I need you here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the conditioning part is great. The team camaraderie part is great. And I'm for all of that. But these are two guys who we've never had to worry about.
When
it came to the part of being in shape, being conditioned, being in that space health-wise.
Yeah.
Now, Micah Parsons' problem is that he's wore down, and that's not due to condition. That's just due to a smaller guy playing a position.
I thought you were going to say a smaller guy punching him in the gut.
Well, no. It's a smaller guy playing a position that just wears down. It wears you down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But CD's never have a problem with conditioning. And again, offensively, CD's straight. He's been in the same offense. He knows the plays. He's going to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, yes, Mike Zimmer is here. They may have a new defensive scheme and all that kind of stuff. But I can sit in on the meetings.
Yeah.
I can zoom in.
Yeah, they may have zooms now. Huh?
I can zoom in.
So the coaches aren't like, man, these guys aren't showing up.
Do they get
a little perturbed?
You have some old school, and Zim might be an old school spirited dude,
mm-hmm.
right? He may have that spirit of the old school of, I would love to have these guys in the building, hands on, and be able to kind of just see them face to face. But that's not today's football. And if you're living in the 1990s and the early 2000s, then you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Because that's just not today's brand of football. Today's brand of football is more tech savvy. You got the GPS trackers, you got the iPads, you got all those type of things now that when Zim was in his prime, they didn't do. It was you came into the building. You carried around the portfolio size playbook.
Yeah.
You know, now everything is, I can literally, in the middle of my workout, stop, hit a button, and be plugged into what they're doing here, seeing all the virtual things that they're doing here, get the information here, hit in, get back to my workout. Yeah.
You want to know how great you brought that up, how fast technology is advanced? I remember having a conversation with Dak when, I think it was OTAs. When he first got here, because he's from Louisiana, he was fourth round draft pick. Nobody was talking to him in the locker room because he was going to be another Stephen McGee that got drafted and did whatever and was gone, right?
Yeah.
And I walked over.
Shout out to my boy Stephen McGee.
I love Stephen.
Check down McGee is what we called him.
But I walked over to him and I was just, you know, open locker room and nobody was over there. And I was open. Now you have to schedule time right, once a year to be able to talk to him. And I was just, you know, shooting breeze with him, being from North Louisiana. And I was like, what's the biggest difference between, he goes, dude, the playbook. He was like, the playbook is like this.
I thought you were going to say indoor plumbing.
Maybe, yeah. No outhouse.
You Louisiana boys.
Yeah, funny. That was a good one, actually. The trailer parks are much nicer here. They're all double wides. But he was like, the playbook. And he was like, it's like this thick. And just thinking that there were actually playbooks when Dak was drafted.
Yeah.
Because everything's been virtual for so long, and they've had pads for years. Yeah. He's been in the league that long. Like, we think that, like, you think about it, it's like, oh, Dak, yeah, but he's been here a long time, man. Yeah. Playbooks. That's crazy. there are guys on this team that had iPads in high school.
Probably, yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah,
almost all of them.
Yeah, the only ones that probably like you're really like your
Zach's
and your Tank's.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, Hank's not here anymore, but like, yeah, those two guys.
Tyron, but
he's gone.
But so Dak, Tank, and Zach.
CD, all those guys.
Those are probably the only guys that actually have physical playbooks.
Oh yeah,
isn't that crazy?
That is
how fast things have changed. Yeah. So talking about,
can I ask one more?
Yeah.
Question.
No,
related.
Kurt, you're out of questions for today. It's 9:13. You're done.
Well, it's related just to the workouts we were talking about. So these players that, and I'm just curious, do they, because you know, if they get injured when they're in Austin working out, that's, they go on the non-football list and they don't get paid and whatever. Do they take out insurance on that type of thing? Or are these guys making so much money they don't really care?
Well, this insurance, I mean, most, if you're that guy, most guys have insurance on themselves. Right, because you have to protect. But even that part of it, like, it's difficult to get an insurance claim. Like, you got to be damn near dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you have to have, like, a leg that's, like, literally hanging off to get one of those insurance claims to kind of really pay itself for. But most of those guys, you know, and then, in every contract, there is, like, there's, for every contract we see, there's this hidden contract. And I shouldn't say hidden, but just non-disclosed contract that nobody really talks about. There is an injury contract. So when guys get lost for the season and stuff like that, there is a portion of that. Now, teams have insurance policies.
So
that when a guy get lost for the year, they kind of recoup some of that money that they have to pay. But the player itself, they don't get that, whatever that base salary, that's cut in half because of injury. But, you know, most of the guys aren't thinking about that. You know, because for the most part, you don't really hear about.
It doesn't happen often.
Doesn't happen often, right? Every once in a blue. And another reason why I'm okay with guys going other places to train, and this is no shot at Harold Nash. I've known Harold Nash since when I was in New England back in 2012-ish. Harold Nash was there. Mm-hmm. He was an assistant strength and conditioning coach there. And so I've known Harold Nash.
Head guy here.
He's the head guy here now. But I knew Harold Nash back in New England. So I've known Harold Nash for a long time. Talking about technology and how we move things forward, a lot of these guys, if you go to, you know, D1 or Apex or whatever, Sanders Fit, these programs are specifically built for Kurt Daniels, Shannon Gross, Jesse Holly. Whereas the team's workouts, it's more of a mass production. Offensive linemen, here's what we're doing.
Okay.
Running backs, here's what we're doing. Receivers, here's what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas when I go to, I don't want to keep giving people free plug, but when I go to this said specific trainer, I'm getting the Micah Parsons plan.
I need to work on my explosion. I need to work on my hands.
When I go to said trainer or facility, I'm getting the CeeDee Lamb exclusive plan. The thing that I feel that we sat down and maybe watched some film that, you know what, hey, I need to get better here. And now those things are specifically targeted to get that. Or get this, or to build this, or to lose this. You know what I mean? Whereas the team, because Harold's not making 70 different individualized plans. Now, every player may have, hey, you need to lose a couple pounds. Hey, you need to be in a couple pounds. Hey, you know, you got a shoulder, so we can't, you know, it's modified, but it's not like they're doing a Dak Prescott, because you just don't have the bodies.
Yeah,
you, I don't have the bodies to be saying, okay, you're specifically with Dak, you're specifically with Trey Lance, you're specifically with Cooper Rush. No, it's like, hey, quarterbacks, here's what we're doing. Now, we'll modify it according to what you may, if there's an ailment, if there's things that you kind of don't want to, you know, build up or you don't want to lose, but the specifics of it differ when you get a chance to go to these other training facilities. And so, but that's a part of where we're at now in the national football, not in the sports.
Yeah.
And that's not even, that's young kids.
Mm-hmm.
That is the position specific training that you see more so now than you've ever seen before. Nate Newton didn't have position specific training. You know what I'm saying? I know he went to the fat farm to lose the weight, but you know, Michael Irvin didn't have a lot of, you know, the specialized training that they do now. It is almost today in sports. If you get to middle school and you're not doing one-on-one training, you're behind.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't care what sport it is. Volleyball, baseball, basketball, wrestling. If you're in middle school and your parents haven't found a certain way to kind of get the money together to get you one-on-one training a couple times a week, individualized training, you're behind.
Yeah, we heard that when our son was coming up. And even it was before middle school, probably. Like, if you're not doing this, you won't play varsity.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane.
Yeah. And it costs a grip.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, it's a money trap for sure.
Well, yeah, kid's gonna be a musician.
I mean, on the low end, when I was doing position specific training, and I've had some notable guys that I've worked with, like I was $75 to $100 an hour.
Hmm. Wow. How many hours is a session? Hour? 2 hours?
How many hours is a session? $75 an hour.
No, like, but how many if you go for a
most we
do you was, go for like 2 hours a day?
Oh, just most. One. Yeah, just one.
You just go 1 hour?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought you was like, wait, you threw me off for a second.
You thought I was doing that Louisiana math?
Yeah, I was like, wait.
So how much do you pay when you go?
When you go for an hour. How much is an hour?
Shannon, it's $75 to $100 an hour. All right, let's talk contracts. I want to get y'all's input. There's three big contracts that haven't been taken care of this year. You know who they are, Kurt?
I'll see if I can guess.
All right, we'll get Kurt.
Kurt's yours and mine.
That's an easy one. Yeah. $10
Where
free.
Where is that dotted line? I'm sorry.
We'll be right back talking contracts on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch.
and, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And we are talking contracts. And there's three big ones that have not been taken care of. And there's a lot of talk around, I guess, media type folks that the Eagles, as much as it pains me to say, the Eagles are the
There's been spicy between the content creators and the like media. Like this off season, mm-hmm. It's been a lot of
going after each other.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of, whether it's like newspaper, radio, and like the content creator, it's been a lot of spiciness.
Give me an example.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not? You're not going to get messy?
No.
Man, come on. Need some messiness this Thursday.
No, you need to get on your Twitters.
We'll talk on the break.
There's been a lot of just, everybody's kind of like
on edge.
Everybody's going at each other. Yeah. Everybody
knows more than everybody else.
That's it.
Everybody has.
That's it right there. True. That is it.
Their opinion's better than.
I know more. My opinions. I can't. It's been a lot of it's been real. A lot of.
That's what sells, huh?
Contention. It's just been.
Everybody's trying to grab the headlines.
Combustible energy going on around here.
Well, some of that combustible energy has been spit out in the form of the Eagles are their front office is doing. That's how you should run things. You should.
Yeah.
You should get out in front of these contracts, which. I guess the Cowboys have done that in the past, right? Let's talk about that. They have let three contracts either come up for expiration this year or long-term, what you think would be your long-term corner pieces are up for renewal either this year or next year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by letting them run their course – we all know salaries don't go down in the NFL.
Right.
Every year they go up at every position. So by not signing these guys a year or two ahead of their expiration date, the price is going up and you're not getting your bang for your buck. I guess the alternate to that could be you want to see and make sure this is the right decision before you sign guys to a long-term deal. What is y'all's opinion on like how this is all played out? Because you got CDs up for – contract, right? Mm-hmm. Dak's up for contract. Micah's what, next year?
Yeah. CD, I mean, they could. CD's going into his fifth season, so mm-hmm. They picked up his fifth year option, mm-hmm. so they could make him play on that. They could make him, you know, they could put the franchise tag on him after that. I mean, they could keep him around, but then you're pissing off the player. And
for the next 3 years, because you can franchise him twice.
Yeah. So, you want to get your own salary cap under control, so you mm-hmm. want to spread that out and everything. So, where the Eagles have been, you know, Devonta Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his third year, coming off his third year.
Yep.
And so they're getting a jump ahead of this early. And they've done that with a few players. Whereas the Cowboys, I mean, you saw what they went through with Dak a few years ago. You know, they could have had him for $25 million a year, and they pushed it, and they wound up paying, you know, $35 million or whatever. So it's kind of a different.
Was that the first time they ever did I think it was like the first time they ever had a quarterback franchise tag and quarterback on a quarterback in Cowboys history.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And from a fan's point of view, if you look at it, you're like, okay, are you re-signing these guys? Are you letting their contracts run out? Yeah. You're just cleaning house and starting over? Like, what? Like, why are you waiting? Like, I guess that's the anxiety of a Cowboys fan is like, you've got one of the best top five guy in the league on defense, right? Probably a top five guy at wide receiver, and then a top 10 guy at quarterback.
I would say you got a top three guy on defense, a top three guy on offense, and a top 10 guy at quarterback. Yeah.
And they're all up for contracts, right? And can you afford to re-sign all three of them? So, like, what I guess the anxiety is what in the hell is going on? Like, what are they thinking? Because no one knows what they're thinking. They said they were going all in, and of course, that's been the headline the whole offseason. That came up again this week, right, with Steven. But, like, as a fan, what is happening? What are they thinking? Like, what do you guys think is going on upstairs, and what are they doing with these contracts? Are they trying to figure it out? Have they figured it out, and they're just playing chess with people, or – or
yeah, I mean, what? So far, it sounds like it's all amicable. I mean, they've had some discussions, but they're not getting into the weeds of it all yet. But you also got to remember, man, if some of this is on the players too, it's not just the Cowboys can't get it done. I mean, if I'm CeeDee Lamb and his agent, and I've got Justin Jefferson sitting over there wanting a big contract too, I mean, it might be worth it to hold on to your cards for a little while before you jump into a big contract. I don't know, but it's frustrating for fans, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. What player side, what's going on?
The players are always – there's two things the player always wants to kind of really pinpoint on. It's I want to get the guaranteed money, right? Mm-hmm. I want to get the generational money. But I also want to get back to the table again.
Right.
Quick as possible, right? So
The years.
Mm-hmm. So when you get to that second contract, that is your generational wealth contract.
That's where you make money as a player.
That's where you can say, I'm good.
My kids are good.
My kids' kids are good. When you get to that big, if you're a star player, you get to that big second contract. But these guys are also saying to themselves, yeah, I don't want this thing strung out 5 or 6 years where I have to play, because they're agents and they know that the money only grows. The football, it only grows. So in 2 or 3 years, my contract is going to be, if I continue at the pace that I'm playing at, I'm going to outplay these numbers.
Right.
And so I don't want to be stuck in a contract 5 years from now and the market has jumped significantly.
You're now the 15th highest paid player or whatever.
At $29, $30 million.
Yeah.
So these guys are saying, yes, I want to get the generational money. I want to get that guaranteed money in because this game is not for long. Even if you have a 10-year career, it's still not for long.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to get back to the table as quick as possible because I want to re-up. I want to be able to say that, you know what? I got $50 million in these first 3 years and I'm going to get another $50 million. And so those are the two lines that players and agents and front office have to be able to work through is, are we giving the money that we're giving out, how is that – How is that bogging us down from making other moves? And can we still be flexible in that? And for the player, it's, I want my bread, and I want to get back to the table again. Mm-hmm. The frustrating part, I think a lot of people are seeing from the outside with the Cowboys are, you knew these deals were coming up. Mm-hmm. So instead of waiting until the credit card bill was past due, you could have handled some of these things in a more staggering type situation. And I think that's a lot of times when you look at what the Eagles do, it's almost it's staggering. It's where all the big names aren't coming to the table at one time, but I can stagger these deals out if I attack them early enough. The Cowboys have just elected to wait. They waited with Dak the first time around. They're waiting now with CD. They're probably going to wait now with Micah. And if Micah... CD had a year this year where he was, I think, second in the league in receiving yards, first in the league in receptions. You know, he was up there with touchdowns. He had an all-pro year. Well, the more I keep adding on to this stuff, the more my price goes up.
Yeah.
When I start adding all-pros to first-team all-pros to the docket, you can't give me what those guys over there used to get. And the same thing with Micah. If they don't do a deal with Micah this year and he goes for the season next year and he gets the sack total or is a defensive player of the year or another first team all pro type, my price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
My price only goes up. I think that's the biggest thing that frustrates Cowboys fans. It's like we're facing these credit card bills that we knew were coming years in advance, and we could have given ourselves a little bit more relief if we had attack some of these deals. Like, you knew CD deal was coming up. You know. Now, granted, guys like Micah, they have to get to a certain threshold in the years they've been in the league before you can offer them a new deal. But not Dak. Yeah. He's past that threshold. You could have got a deal done with him a year ago.
And I think the frustrating part from a fan's perspective is each one of those guys, you've pigeonholed yourself the way you've drafted, the way you've let players go, the way you've – like, those are your guys. Like, yeah. Dak's the – he's the guy. CD, he's – what's behind him? He's the guy. Micah, you've built this defense. You've moved him from linebacker to defensive end, and you've built – the defense around him. So it's not like, oh, if he goes away, this is just a piece. Like that, those, you have morphed this team into those are your guys, right? Yeah. And it's like, you know, those are your guys. Why aren't you, like you said, staggering it, making sure they're here and not, maybe they're not stressed out upstairs, but it stresses the hell out of Cowboys fans, you know?
Are they in a position though where they've, I don't know how to explain this, like they have put themselves behind the eight ball in a position where they can't get it because they push money all these years. They push money back. I mean, you look back when when Dak Prescott was on that rookie deal, they still had dead money on Tony Romo they had to pay, and it's same now. You look now, they've got $17 million of dead money they have to pay. Zeke's getting six, Tyron Smith's getting six. I mean, are they in a position where we're like they can't pay going forward because they're still paying on the past? And if so, how do they get out of that? How do they break that cycle?
Not sign these guys this year.
I think that's just order of business. Yeah, I think dead money. So. Dead money.
Is that every team?
I think every team is in dead money.
Let me see if I can find where that ranks.
Yeah. I think every team is at least every team that has enough star players on there. That's just a part of. That's the price of doing business. Mm-hmm. Is that you're going to have some dead money that you have to pay, and if that is the case, then again it behooves you even more now to kind of be able to have the flexibility in getting contracts done early enough that you can move this money around.
Yeah, they're 21st in dead money, so that's not like you said, it's an order of business. I guess.
It's an order. It's that's just the operating cost.
It's just our team, so we.
Yeah, league averages. See, yeah. They're at 17. League average is 25.
So they're even under the threshold in that. Yeah. And those are the type of things that fans get a chance to go up and look at and know that, yeah, talking about you need to save money, and this is, Steve was talking about yesterday, talking about you need to save money because you got other stuff that you have to pay for, and the teams are going, but other teams are functioning and thriving and putting better teams together with higher dead money, dead money cap issues than we do.
Yeah.
So is this...
Philadelphia has $37 million dead money.
So is this the year where, like you said, Kurt, are they resetting this year? Are they like, okay, guess what? We're gonna clear the books. Because they haven't... Oh, by the way, big signing this week. We got to talk about that in the next segment. They haven't signed anybody. They haven't paid a lot of money. And they haven't gone and redone any of these big contracts. Is this the year where they're like, you know what? We're just gonna clean the books off. We're gonna start at zero. And I'm not gonna use the rebuild word, but you know, they've let some key guys go. Is this the year where they're just like, we gotta get the money right and then make a run starting, you know, next year starting with this draft? Like I don't know. It's a weird time because they've never taken this approach, I guess, or we've never seen this approach. Maybe we're just talking about it more. Maybe there's more content creators out there, like you said, and everybody's got opinions, but it just doesn't seem to me like they've ever let this many guys go, signed this few of guys, and then had this many big looming contracts out there where they haven't, at least publicly speaking. Now, they may be working around the clock on these deals and we just don't know about it. They might come out today and be like, hey, we signed all three of these guys. We figured it out, and that's why they didn't bring anybody in. But just, you know, I just don't remember a time where it's been this much up in the air as far as the money. So
it makes you wonder. I mean, because you've got a coaching staff that's in their last year of their contract. You're going to lose
it's everything. Yeah.
You're going to lose, you know, I think DeMarcus Lawrence is the last year's contract. I mean, you could, if they want to rewrite the books this season, they could do it.
You could get rid of the coaching staff. You could get rid of your three key players.
I don't think they will, but
I don't think that thought process is far off When you start putting all the puzzle pieces together, it sounds like, you know what? And maybe all in mean cleaning the books this year. Like, that's all in. Hey, we're going all in and cleaning these books. And that next year, when we hire a new head coach and a new staff, that
they have said all in means different things to different people.
Yeah. Right? And now they're saying we're going in with, you know, better books, more money, and
new coaching staff.
Yeah. And now we can throw these financial resources at other things. I don't know. That is as the world turns Dallas Cowboy edition.
That's why we have seven shows that talk about this, because everyone has a different opinion. It'll be interesting. I think that makes the draft even that more interesting, right? Like, what do we all think?
Okay, that's crazy.
Right?
Like, does any other – and I don't want to mess up my money, but does any other team have as many shows?
No.
No one has as many
shows. I don't think there's another team that has that many external shows that talk about their team. We have seven.
In-house.
Is it seven now, Chris? He's not even listening.
Yeah,
thanks, I'm man. Listening. Sorry. It's eight, by the way.
It's eight. Okay.
Eight.
We have eight in-house shows.
Yeah. Just in this.
Just pods.
Right here. Just right
pods.
Here. Yeah.
That's a show.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Yeah, but I think that makes the draft, by the way.
Chris is like, hey, don't mess up my money, brother.
Yeah. Chris, by the way.
Let's add nine.
You want to plug the draft show? I know you
Yeah, draft
really
show
hard.
Starts to,
today.
It's true. Been starting, but today at 11. And we will go all 5 days next week.
All 5 days.
Are you a part of the they're doing the draft 101 thingamajiggy here?
I am not a part of that.
Oh.
But the fan is, and they're doing that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, draft 101.
So draft, when does draft coverage start on Cowboys Network?
6 o'clock on Thursday of day one. I believe it's 6 o'clock on day two, and then 10 o'clock on day three.
All right.
And then we go bumper to bumper.
And next week you'll be on Monday through?
Yeah, draft show will be Monday through Friday next week. So we're adding two extra shows.
Mm. Okay, nice. And then Jesse's holding up the Star Magazine.
Draft guides, get scattering reports. Pick it up now, dallascowboys.com/star.
Who all works on that?
Kyle Yeomans and Nick Harris mainly do the scattering reports, but all those guys chip in. Patrick Walker did a story. Nick Eamon helped out. I mean, it's a group effort for sure.
Yeah, good deal. That's a good thing y'all put together. It's really great for your knowledgeable fan that needs
to
know more.
Along, it's a good.
And the information need society that we live in today. Everybody wants information.
Yeah. Can you get that online too? Digital?
There's a digital version online. You go to dallascowboys.com/star and get either one.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. All right, let's take another break. When we come back, we got a big signing this week we need to talk about and a couple other things before we get out of here. When we come back for the final segment of Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you, Jigsaw. I actually downloaded that yesterday.
I was going to talk about it on the show.
Yeah, you should get a freebie on there. Yeah, I didn't want to fork up the cash.
We could probably get you on there. Promote it, you know, and you get a little free.
Who's the client service person on that, Chris?
I will find out.
Find that out and get me a promo code.
Yeah, get Kurt one too.
Yeah. Hey, honey, I got to do this show promotion.
Research.
Jesse, you want a promo code too?
No, thank you.
All right, just ask.
Jesse's not. He doesn't do the apps. I think that's would be a bit dangerous for you. Trailerparkfinder.com.
Oh, God.
Big back.
Bigback.com.
All right, we had a signing this week. Day before yesterday?
Yeah.
I've never, no offense to my man, but
Royce,
I've never heard.
Royce Freeman.
I've never heard of the guy.
Let's say he doesn't even know his name.
I want to make sure I got it right. But
Way to go, Nate.
Do you know anything about Royce?
Yeah, journeyman. I think he has about like 1,700 total yards over the last couple of years. Played for a bunch of different teams in the league.
He's big.
Yeah, decent back.
6 foot 238 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Is that weird that they signed? They've never had a big back here, really.
No, it reminds you like of the guy, Ronald Jones last year.
Yeah.
That's a comparison of the people who are saying.
Nick Harris wrote something about. You look at McCarthy inherited Zeke and he inherited Pollard. So there was a question about what kind of back does he like? And Nick kind of said, maybe he wants that big bruising kind of guy, which I don't know if Freeman's the answer, but he kind of fits that mold.
And I think if you're going to go, running back has become a two back.
Yeah.
Two backs by committee type thing in the league.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of a few backs, but a few teams. But for the most part, it's been a lot of you're going to have the bigger bruising back and then you're going to have the speed back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this kind of gives you at least a veteran back going into camp that gives you that bigger body, short yardage body, but still can kind of move. And then as you go into the draft, in which everybody's kind of projecting the Cowboys might sign a guy like Jonathan Brooks, mm-hmm. but do we know if he's ready to go
this year?
Are you going – what's your opinion? Are you going into the season with Rico being your number one guy? Or do you think they're going to draft somebody and try to plug and play?
I think there's going to be a trade or signing that gives a more prominent back.
Okay.
In this a more prominent stable back in the running back.
I know there was some
I would lean towards they're going to draft.
I know there was some talk a week or two ago about Zeke coming back. How do we feel about that?
I mean, no offense to Zeke, I'm good.
Yeah,
I think Freeman being signed is probably
puts that squashes all that.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt.
Yes, sir.
We got a couple minutes left. I know we didn't get to all your points. What would you like to hit as our last topic?
Oh, I don't know.
I like the last point that you had.
Oh yeah,
it's a great point.
So the our local teams, Texas Rangers, are the reigning World Series champs. The Mavericks and Stars are both hot.
Mm-hmm.
Stars won the West in their division, Mavericks are rolling. They're heading both strong. So does this affect the Cowboys at all? Does it create added pressure? Do they not care? Are they just the 800-pound gorilla?
If they weren't printing money upstairs, I think they would care, but we all know it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All this stuff that's going on in the off season, when they get on that plane and go to Oxnard, it doesn't matter if the Mavericks win it again, if the Stars win it again. Like, you could have three world champions in this city. When they get on that plane to Oxnard, it all shuts down, and it's Cowboys 24/7. Like,
that doesn't, you don't think that irritates them at all? Like, the Joneses are up there thinking.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, for people that think they don't want to win, they're crazy. Like, that's why you're in. This is real life fantasy football. You think you pay your money to join your fantasy football league and you don't want to win? Now, you may give up.
Yeah, I think I might be trending towards crazy.
You think? I mean, but I don't think you are a part of professional sports in any aspect. Even us, like, I don't think you work for a professional sports team unless you're competitive. Like, you don't enjoy losing. Like, you may not spend wisely and you may make poor decisions, but I think the will and want to win is there. It's just how you put it together. I don't think for anybody that says they don't want, like, or they don't want to win, I think that's, you know, Jesse's maybe crazy, but like, I think they want to win
on the field and off.
100%. You don't make get to where you're at. Anybody that is a billionaire, if you are not cutthroat competitive and want to just squash everybody around you. Like, you can do it the right way, right? But you don't get to make that much money by not being like, I'm better than you and I'm going to show you, and I'm going to show you with my bank account. I'm going to show you with my helicopter, my yacht, my building, my house, my car. Like, I just think that's
fans don't care about.
Right. But I mean, you're super competitive and you want to win. Go ahead. Sorry. That was my opinion. Yeah. Sorry.
No. I remember being in a meeting last year where they were kind of poking at the Rangers a little bit because they, you know, obviously off the field aren't nearly as successful as the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But this, I was just like, they have a trophy. Why are we poking at them? You know, it gets frustrating for fans. But again, whatever.
No, I mean, the team that you mentioned, I mean, the Rangers have been to, since the Cowboys have been to the Super Bowl, the Rangers have been to two World Series in the last 30 years and won one.
Mavericks have won.
Mavericks has won one.
Been twice and won one. Right.
The Stars have been
three times and won one.
So they don't care. They don't care. Because still to this day, when you talk about DFW sports in the last 30 years, you ain't talking Mavericks. You ain't talking Rangers.
No.
You ain't talking Stars. You hanging with the boys. Literally, you are hanging with the boys. They don't care. They don't.
Look at the tours that roll through here. Oh. And go to those other places and see what their tour business is like during their season. Yeah. It's, I mean,
the Cowboys, if we did, and Chris, maybe you have this, not for today, but if we did, on average, Oxnard, San Antonio, practice attendance to Rangers season attendance. Stars season attendance. Mavericks season attendance. We know that Mark fluffed those numbers up over there, the Mavericks, all those sellouts. We know that Mark buys a lot of those tickets. It's like when the Cowboys come back here to do training camp, this place is packed. This place is sold out. And what does this seat? 12,000?
Yeah.
12,000.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
For practice. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Which, by the way.
On a Friday and Saturday, that's 24,000 people for practice.
By the way, the 76ers did him wrong with that little tiny statue.
All their statues are like that.
Just letting you know.
All their statues are small.
They did all wrong. You know.
Yeah,
all
they did everything. Yeah, they did Moses Malone wrong. They did all those
statues. That dude punching Mike in the chest is bigger than that statue. But you're right, Jesse. I mean, until people stop buying those jerseys, until they stop selling out every game.
Which we're not advocating for. Please continue to buy.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to stop. No. They're not going to stop because, like it or not, this is entertainment. Mm. This is
Ball's
the best.
King.
I mean, that's why we got eight podcasts. It's entertainment, man. And it's, I don't know. You can never figure it out. And we love it, and we're here for it every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to everybody that tunes in and loves it right along with us. Yep. Drives us mad, but
yeah.
We constantly talk about it. So.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
We got to clear the studio. Kurt, good seeing you, man.
Seeing you.
Yeah, we'll get to that other Bill Belichick list. That's always funny to me. Bill Belichick has a list.
He has a list?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that on Wednesday. You know what? Pre-draft, we don't know. We're not going to give you any draft insight you can't get on the draft show. But let's talk a little bit about the draft next week, and then let's table Bill Belichick talk. That's your guy for next week. Maybe Nate will be back at some point.
Hope so.
Maybe. So.
Jazz, get the lotion for Nate. You see them knees? That,
oh, my goodness.
Jazz, get the lotion for Nate. God.
Yeah.
The man is recovering.
God.
He's got bigger things to worry
Vaseline,
about.
Vaseline, something. Some oil. Crisco, something.
He's going to rub his knee on the
Jesus
dashboard.
Jesus Christ.
Catch the car on fire.
God.
Those
ash. Jazz, get the lotion for Nate.
Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air.
Louise.
Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company.
Miss Michelle, put a little bit of something on this. Something.
What's my man's name?
Josh.
Miracle cream, something. Put aloe vera. Put something.
We will be back next Wednesday.
Eczema, like that stuff is
the day
rough.
Before the draft.
Sheesh.
Tune in.
Come on, Nate.
Thursday, right?
Thursday.
We have Thursday.
I will be here
bro.
On draft day.
On draft day.
Come on.
Yes.
I am so off today.
Come on, bro.
You are.
So
it's
sorry.
Thursday.
My bad. It'll be Thursday. Be draft day. Tune in on draft day.
Nate,
for us.
Get something for those knees, man.
Next
Jesus
week.
Jesus Christ.
We'll see you then.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!